Welcome to the Geeks Attic. This is a book review of Star Wars Adventures in Wild Space, The Heist. Star Wars Adventures in Wild Space, The Heist. It is book 3 in the Adventures of Wild Space series for young readers. It was written by Kevin Scott and was published by Disney Lucasfilm Press.
And now for a brief summary. Lena and Milo Graf, still on the search for their parents who were taken by the Empire. Now they head to the planet Lothal, which is the source of a rebellious transmission that they picked up in their ship. Now the children want to find the source of this broadcast in hopes that they can find someone to trust. Once they find this trustworthy party, they will ask for assistance in the tracking down of their parents. Now the Imperial Captain Korda has hired a bounty hunter to find these pesky children and bring them to him. These kids have become quite the headache. Now once the children and their droid CR-8R make landfall on Lothal, they are met by a Deveronian. Now he overhears the siblings having a conversation and uses it to his advantage. He takes the children to his boss, Rask Odai, who is said to be a very powerful man who can help them find the transmission source. However, once again, things go sour. Because this young reader's novel is so short, I'm only going to mention one character, and that would be Captain Shala Mendatha. Now she's the owner of a mobile restaurant, which is her ship. She's the cook, dishwasher, the owner. She's kind and helpful. Once she sees Lena and Milo, she sees their grief and wants to help. Now, long ago, Shala was actually a smuggler, or so she tells the children, and she uses her past experience to help the children with a local problem, and then, I said it once and I will say it again, things go sour. And now, for my overall thoughts, I thought the book was pretty good. In my opinion, it was better than the previous two. It really shows how dangerous the galaxy can be for a couple kids, you know, on their own. The kids run into such a difficult time, and their trust for others is quickly fading. The villains in the book were okay. Didn't like the way the dialogue was handled, though. There's always that one idiot bad guy that talks like a complete moron. I don't understand that. I mean, I know it's a kid's book, but I don't understand why we can't have smart villains in kids' books, because I think kids need to realize that not all bad guys are complete idiots. The book actually has a direct tie-in to Rebels. Now, I only know this because I am somewhat aware of the main characters. If you've watched my videos in the past, you know that I don't watch Rebels. But we meet a certain character's parents, and I'm not going to tell you who they are because I don't want to spoil anything in case that's supposed to be some awesome reveal for fans of Rebels. So go check that out.
Now for the rating, I give this book a 3 out of 5. It was a lot better than the previous two, full of surprises, and I can't wait to see where they take us in The Darkness, which is book 4 in the Adventures in Wild Space series. But that is it for this video. Hit the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't already so you'll be notified when I post more videos. Check out thegeeksattic.com and all social media at thegeeksattic. Have a good one.